following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
In the nation, trees fall, traffic lights fail, ceilings come down, and brakes lock up. And when the you-know-what hits the fan, Nationwide Insurance hits the ground running. Because you're not just our first priority, you're our only priority. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Hi, I'm Mike Greenberg. Think you've tried everything for your allergies? Well, Allegra works like nothing else. Only Allegra is both fast and non-drowsy, starts working in just an hour, keeps working for 24 hours to relieve your toughest symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes. It's effective even at 8 times high pollen levels. So remember, you can have it all with Allegra. It applies to first dose only among OTC-branded antihistamines and controlled environment studies using pollen deemed high by the National Allergy Bureau. Use as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Under center, turned, hands it off the ball, left side, picking his way to the end zone for a touchdown. And Monte Ball finds the end zone for the fourth time this year, and that's the first rushing touchdown given up by Nebraska this season. And the Badgers take a 6-0 lead. Tanner takes a shotgun snap, hands it off to Burke, and he's going to hold 20. And Rick fumbles the football to the 23-yard line, and Wisconsin has it. The ball pops out of Burkhead's hands, and the Badgers recover at the 23. Chris Borland with the recovery. High formation, ball the deep back. Stavi turns, hands it off the ball left side. He's in, touchdown, and Wisconsin goes up 13-0. Abdullah gets it at the 5, to the 10, 15, 20, gets the seam, 30. Abdullah up to 35, 40, up to midfield, racing around the kicker, Zamir, to the 40, 30, 20, up to the bounds, at the Wisconsin 19-yard line. Attaboy, Amir. Out of hold of Jace Dean. Snap down, the kick is up, and the kick is good, and the Huskers are on the board. So Amir Abdullah's long kickoff return leads to 3 points, and Nebraska on the board now down 14-3. Stavi, the quarterback, turns, play action fake, back in the pocket, looking, throwing deep downfield for Aberderis, reaches up, makes a catch, touchdown, Wisconsin. Aberderis right over the top of the coverage of Andrew Green, and Wisconsin now leads it 20-3. Huskers showing blitz. Huskers coming after him. He gets hit, brought down. Will Compton with a sack back at the Wisconsin 46-yard line. Compton's third sack of the year. Unbalanced line to the right. Now the tight end shifts to the near side. Turn, fake the handoff. Back to throw as Tater flips it out to Rex Burkett. Down Nebraska. Stavi hands it off to Ball, picking his way into the end zone for 6 points. Monte Ball's third touchdown of the day. And now the Badgers lead it 26-10. Snap back to Martinez. Going to run with it. Tater dancing his way, 35-30. Martinez, 25-20. Tater to the 15-10. 5, touchdown, Nebraska. Stave hands off ball, right side, gets stood up. Sean Fisher grabs him, stops him short of the first down. He'll lose 4 yards. Back to the 31. Great penetration by the right side of Nebraska's defensive front. Twin stack each side. Martinez gets the shotgun snap. Has time, sets, throws. Into tight coverage. That is a... Oh, flags come out. Did Nebraska catch it? Yes, touchdown, Nebraska. Pulled in by Kyder Reed for 6 more points. Turn, hand it off to Amir Abdullah. Slides up middle, 40, 45. Amir to midfield. Amir Abdullah into Badger territory. Down to the 46-yard line. 38-yard kick. Snap. It's a low kick. It's up, and it is right through there to tie this up at 27-all. And the Huskers now with 17 unanswered points to make it a 27-27 game. From the 45, Burkett again the handoff. Rex pushing to the 50, sheds a tackler. 45, 40, 35, inside the 35-yard line. Knocked out of bounds by Ethan Armstrong and Marcus Cromartie. But Rex Burkett running hard down to the Wisconsin 34-yard line. Out of the hold of Jace Dean. Snap down. The kick sailing toward the uprights, and the kick is good. And for the first time tonight, the Huskers have the lead, 30-27. O'Brien turns, hands off Monte Ball, hit in the backfield. He stopped. He's short of the first down. Huskers have taken over on downs.
Can morning. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. Monday, October 1st. October. Get the rakes out. The leaves are getting blown all over on this Monday, and that means it's truly football. Conference play has begun, and we are here for the next hour plus with Bo Pelini's press conference coming your way at approximately 11:30, 11:35. We will head to Lincoln and hear the latest, kind of the one of the two biggest tweener weeks. You've played Wisconsin. You're going to play Ohio State. Then later on, in about a month here, you're going to have Michigan, Michigan State back-to-back. So good press conference to recap what happened over the weekend and what's to come with Ohio State. As many people feel, and Ohio State is favored, one of the predicted games I thought Nebraska would probably lose at the beginning of the year was Ohio State, and it is Ohio State week. And although the Buckeyes don't look like the greatest team around, they are the highest-ranked team in the Big Ten Conference, ineligible in the coaches' poll because of the sanctions, but they are 12th in the Associated Press poll. Nebraska is 20th and 21st. And also coming up on the program today, the executive director of the BCS. That's right. They put together the national championship and the bowl games that mean something. Bill Hancock will join us here shortly at about 11:15. We are expected to chat with Bill Hancock. He's been to Oklahoma. He took care of the men's basketball tournament. Now he's got the BCS into playoff format, and he's going to join us as well. All that and a whole lot more. Taylor Martinez is the co-Big Ten Player of the Week with Kane Coulter of Northwestern. Brett Maher is the Big Ten Special Teams Player of the Week. Amir Abdullah is one of the three players in the nation that is recognized this week by the Paul Hornung Foundation, which goes to the most versatile athlete in college football. He had 252 all-purpose yards on Saturday. Here's the question, though. How do you feel about your Nebraska football team today? A Wisconsin team put up 27 points, moved the ball, and not always after turnovers. Most disturbed for me is obviously the deep passes one-on-one. Any team can go back and burn you one-on-one. Nebraska, as we knew at the beginning of the year, was going to have some problems in that area, and a average at best Wisconsin quarterback kind of took it to Nebraska for a while. But as the game progressed and Nebraska quit making mistakes and Wisconsin quit throwing the deep ball, I don't know why, but they did, Nebraska was able to gain momentum, quit making mistakes, move the ball down the football field, have pretty good long marches. A couple times they didn't finish it off and Brett Maher had to come out there. And how big was the missed extra point for Wisconsin? Nebraska may not have kicked what would have been a game-tying field goal at 27-24. Probably would have made it 28-27. And then that last one, a lot more pressure on it. You're kicking for a win, not just to see if you tie and go to overtime. So that's what's going on. Your thoughts, email us, Facebook us, call us. Facebook us to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A lot of likes on there already. If not, you can go to our website at ESPNSuperstation.com, and our link to the Facebook is there. Email address, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ ESPNSuperstation.com. You can call, but we're going to have a brief amount of time for calls before we talk to Bill Hancock and in between the interview and Bo Pelini's press conference. But that number is 888-455-3776. 888-455-ESPN. I want to know your reaction. What kind of team does Nebraska have? The uniforms were there. The Team Jack celebration was there. There was a lot of pregame festivities. It's homecoming. I thought they were all worried about getting to the homecoming dance and were forgetting to play football because, you know, that's a big thing. What do you think? I can't even separate it as a first-half team and a second-half team. It was the mistakes, and Coach Pelini said after the game, we made mistakes. He said, I don't think we did a lot of bad things in the first half. We just made mistakes, and obviously the deep passes were the concern there. But outside of that, Wisconsin didn't do much. You shut down the Heisman Trophy finalist Monte Ball, basically. Less than 3 yards a carry for him. So your thoughts on the Huskers. We're going to take a break here early in the program today because Bill Hancock from the BCS Executive Director is going to join us. But we'd love to hear your thoughts on the Huskers, Loper's injuries, Hastings College football, a big win over a top 25 opponent to stay undefeated and on track in the conference and playoff berth and all the implications there. It went well for the volleyball this weekend. Huskers, Loper's, Hastings College, all winners. All that and more coming up in the next hour, Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio.
The Great American Fix-Up is going on now at the Home Depot, which puts any project within reach. Get new Behr Ultra now with Stain Blocker. It's the best-selling paint and primer in one that now eliminates stains. Just $31.98 a gallon. Paint over stains, brick, even rough wood. The paint makes it possible. The price makes it doable. At the Great American Fix-Up. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hey there, Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. As you know, I've been a big fan of Vizio TVs for years now, and today, folks, I'm excited to tell you about their new line of innovative personal computers. From the sleek all-in-one PC to the razor-thin design of the thin and light Ultrabook, Vizio has the PC industry buzzing. In fact, the Vizio Thin and Light Ultrabook was just awarded 4.5 out of 5 stars from PC World. Go to Vizio.com/computing to learn more.
Monday night, it's a crucial NFC matchup when Tony Romo and the Cowboys face the fierce defense of Julius Peppers and the Chicago Bears. Hi, everyone. This is Kevin Harlan of Dial Global Radio Sports. Join Hall of Fame quarterback Dan Fouts and me live from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth at Cowboys Stadium for all the action. Both teams are 2-1 and looking to build some momentum and stake their claim as one of the NFC's elite. If it's Monday Night Football, it's right here.
Brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Bears, Sports.
We'll see a few showers and thunder showers around the area early on today. Otherwise, look for some partial sunshine to develop as well, with a high at 72, north wind stay gusting at 15 to 25. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 61.
Doug and Daddy's show. Doug Gooda flying solo today on ESPN Radio. Pope Ladies press conference coming your way just after the bottom of the hour from Lincoln. And Bill Hancock, the executive director of the BCS, is going to join us momentarily. If you've got a question for Mr. Hancock, we'll take your email on that as well. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Oh, pigskin, pick 'em. Let's see how we did this week here. See if $80 goes out to Wes from Amherst, who was going up against us here. You know, Wes put together a number that would have been right into the tiebreaker situation with a 6-4 this week. He missed North Carolina State. They lost to Miami. He had Minnesota against Iowa. He had Iowa State against Texas Tech, and he had Oklahoma State against Texas, which maybe that should have been right. But 6-4, co-host Jimmy Langan, 4-6. That leaves it to me, producer Jeff Babel. Jeffrey.
Yes, what, sir.
How did you do?
I did pretty bad, 3-7.
Oh, my. And of course, our defending champion passed. Past producer and
I found out
editor.
Today it was two-time defending champion too.
Oh, he wasn't here that long.
I wasn't here, so I don't
he
know any credibility.
He wasn't here that long. He took over. Yeah, he took over mid-season and beat us. Platte River Preps editor Merritt Lawson, you went 3-7 and you weren't even at the bottom.
No, see, I at least knew something about football here.
2-8. So Wes, I mean, you only have to beat me and Jimmy, but you beat three of them. You just didn't beat the man. You just didn't do it. As I went 8-2 to bring home another championship for the Doug and Daddy Show. So far this year, we're 4-1, winner in opening week, and now the last 4 weeks, carrying it. Me and Jimmy Langan dominating 8-2. I had the two I missed was Cal against Arizona State. Arizona State won it. And I took Wake Forest against Duke. I don't know why, because they were at home. But I got everybody else right. Western Kentucky continues to win, cover spreads. They're a money team that nobody pays attention to. Iowa wins. Penn State wins. Ohio State wins. A close game. And I was even closest on the tiebreaker. I was close on the tiebreaker, 57. I predicted 51.
Great week for you, Doug.
Yeah, so time for me, as usual, to go into the hole next week. And that'll give somebody an opportunity to win $100 in gift cards to Cunningham's Journal to do with as you please. So if you can beat us this week, $100 in gift cards to Cunningham's. Plus, you'll get the large combo meal from Big Daly's Deli, and you'll be entered for the 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and the Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. It's all part of being a part of Pigskin Pick'em. 8-2. And let's just look even further. For the season, 35-18. The next closest, 27. 27, 28. Our callers together have got 28 wins. You have 28 wins. I'm 35-18.
You know, I was pretty
That's
proud.
That's a beautiful cushion.
I was only two back of you, Doug, and then I just, the 1 week where you do really well, 8-2 here, I go 3-7 to just avalanche even worse. That I don't know if I can come back and win the season race now.
So awesome. So awesome. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. John and Carney says, why wasn't the reception by Quincy Inunua and the at the one not reviewed? Definitely a catch would have led to a touchdown, but a win it was. Good job, Huskers. Bo Pelini specifically addressed some of the replays because they had to go look at the replays quite a bit in this football game. He says they were not sure that it was a catch. They could not determine that it was a catch in the football game, and at that point didn't want to burn a timeout. So the Husker staff, in that short time that you have to look at it, was not positive. And if you're not pretty positive, you're not going to throw the flag out or at least get the attention of the officials. But, yeah, it still is from time to time a little adventuresome as to what they look at and what they don't look at. And also, folks, as we get ready here to welcome in Bill Hancock, what did you think of the NFL referees yesterday? Were they that much better? Who knows? Bill Hancock is the executive director of the BCS. He, of course, was taking care of March Madness for 13 years as the director of the Men's Basketball Championship. He is an Oklahoma boy, and we still welcome them on to Nebraska Radio here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Bill, thanks so much for the time. It's a pleasure to chat with you. How are you today?
Well, hey, Doug. Thanks for having me on. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great, and it's always good to hear a little Southern when we talk football because you know it's football season.
You know, I moved to Kansas City 34 years ago to go to work for a group called, now sit down here, it was called the Big Eight Conference.
what was that? Kids, we played in that once.
That's right. That's exactly right. And so I've been in the Northland for 34 years, but I can't learn how to talk.
well, Bill, I think we can understand it. We'll,
okay.
I think we can understand it. First of all, and this is a question that I've been asked, people have been asked, and I think it's just moving up in the chain of command, but how does one become, first off, the man in charge of men's basketball and March Madness, and then how does one get to have the gig of executive director of the BCS?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm the luckiest guy in sports, Doug. I did get to direct the best event in college basketball, and now I get to direct the best event in college football. I did come to work at the Big Eight and did media there for a while. I was a communications director, and then for the last 6 years I was there, I was the events director and kind of corporate marketing and basically ran all the championships. And while I was there, the NCAA was looking for somebody to manage the Final Four, and I was already in Kansas City, so they didn't have to pay moving expenses. So they offered me the job, and from there, I just got a call one day back in 2005, and they said, we're looking for somebody to manage the BCS. Would you come talk to us? And I said, oh, my goodness, absolutely. Of course, being an Okie, I love college football. And they I don't know why they hired me, but they did, and I'm having the time of my life.
Bill, did you think that there were problems with the BCS when you took it over?
I loved the BCS when it came in. I was director of the Final Four back when the Bowl Coalition started and then watched the Alliance get started and then watched the BCS get started, and I loved it. I just, because I'm old enough to have remembered 20 years ago back when number one and number two almost never met in a bowl game, and if they did, it was sort of by accident. And so what the BCS did was give us that matchup. I knew there were problems with it being so complicated. I think a lot of folks didn't understand it because it was complicated, and there was no reason for that other than the fact that the commissioners who manage it thought they were doing the right thing. So I came in immediately and started to try to get some simplicity to it and at least to try to do a better job of being transparent about why it was set up the way it was. And I think we've been successful in that. And, of course, now we're going to move forward into the playoff.
Bill Hancock, executive director of the BCS, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Bill, I think you're right about what is looked at as confusion. This was put together to have one versus two and then the rest of the chips fall where they may. And there's so many people that seem upset about the number eight team or the Big East getting a team in. This was set up for one versus two, and in a very rare instance, most of the time, the best two teams are playing.
Yeah, we've had the best two teams 11 of the 14 years by the AP, and the last seven in a row by the AP. So we are definitely doing something right. And, you know, it's interesting to think about it. In the 56 years before the BCS, number one and two played only eight times in a bowl game. So eight times in 56 years versus 11 and 14. We've made a phenomenal improvement in that area.
Bill, can you give us even a ballpark estimate of how much more money will be brought in with just this simple playoff system that starts here in a couple of years?
You know, we really don't know yet. We're just today, actually, or this week, beginning the negotiations with ESPN. They have a right of first negotiation, and so we're going to sit down with them and talk about what kinds of things they expect from the package, what we can give them in the package, and we'll find out. It will be a lot of money, and it will be a lot of money for every conference in Division 1A.
We're talking with Bill Hancock, Executive Director of the BCS. It was recently announced that we're down to six cities to host the championship game, and it seems like, and this might even be the Dallas Cowboy fan coming out in me, but it seems like Dallas and Jerry Jones have proven that they can handle it, and they are very open to college football with the Cowboy Classic at the start of the season, and everybody just seems to love it there. I know you can't comment specifically. I want to ask you if they're the front runner. What are you looking for specifically from each of these six bids?
Well, basically, actually, the story last week was pretty good, but it missed on one area. We do have an obligation to negotiate first with the current bowls. That's a part of the current contract. So they'll get the first at-bat. And if that doesn't work out, then we'll look beyond those. And the story obviously listed Dallas and Atlanta as the next two cities that we would go talk to. But we're looking for a great stadium, obviously, hotel, terrific hotel package, good airline service, and, you know, the ability of the host city to stage a major event like ours. This will be one of the top two or maybe three sporting events in the country, and we have to do it right. And to do it right, you need a city that can commit the volunteers and, well, just a city that understands big events.
How much is it a deterrent to Atlanta if everybody else doesn't want to have it in the SEC backyard? And as an Oklahoman, I'm sure you can say, well, there's no Texas schools right now that are bidding for or vying for a national football championship.
You know, by the way, on this, we are just going to select the first city in the short term, and then pretty soon after that, we'll pick the next two or three. But the game is only 27 months away, the first championship game, so that's not a lot of lead time for a city to get ready. So that's why we decided to go out for the first city. You know, no matter where we go, it's going to be in somebody's backyard, and we just have to realize that. It will be, like the Final Four, a neutral site game, but also like the Final Four, and I saw this in my years there. Neutral site is one thing on paper, but a lot of hometown folks have a way of buying tickets. And, well, we saw that back in 1988 in Kansas City when Kansas played Oklahoma. The crowd was obviously a big old Kansas crowd, and the atmosphere was electric. So we'll do our best to provide neutrality, but we realize that every city's in somebody's backyard.
He's the executive director of the BCS, Bill Hancock, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Bill, is it frustrating that people always want more? We're going to have a championship, and immediately it's 4, 8, 16-team playoffs. How frustrating is that?
Very good question, Doug. It's human nature. You know, we get that. For one thing, people want more football. That's the main thing they want. And then secondly, yeah, they want more teams in the playoff. We experienced that when I was at the NCAA. And, you know, the NCAA tournament started with, what, 16 teams, and it's now up to 68, I believe.
Yeah.
It's human nature, but we put in the 12-year arrangement this time because we want folks to realize that this four-team tournament is going to be here for 12 years. And I don't know what people are going to be thinking in the year 2025 when it's time to reconsider, but actually, Doug, would you have me on the show again in 2025?
I hope we're both doing good things by then, sir. I hope everything is still good. And by 2025, we may have different teams and different conferences. Who knows what's going to happen? I think a lot of people also get confused that the BCS and the NCAA are not one and the same. There's some talk here about, and I know it's just out there talk, but what happens if the major conferences don't want to stick by the NCAA anymore?
You know, I don't hear any talk about that. Obviously, my bosses are the conference commissioners, and I work very closely with college presidents, including Harvey Perlman, by the way, who is a great member of our team. I just love Harvey. Anyway, I don't hear any talk about pulling out of the NCAA. The NCAA does great things for colleges, and the conferences and institutions are all real solid members. I don't see that happening.
Bill, you know that Harvey has been one of the, or maybe the only person, he's not afraid to take the other side. What about that?
You know, just a good old York, Nebraska boy. What do you expect from a York guy? He speaks his mind. And you bet, Harvey is, he's so brilliant and he's so good to work with. He's immediately on top of every issue. And I know that he did speak his mind in the president's meeting. And, well, they all did, frankly. And we were glad for that. We create an atmosphere in our meetings. We work hard at it where everybody has a chance to say what's on their mind, and then the group kind of figures out what to do.
Last minute here with Bill Hancock, just a couple of questions left. And I have to ask this because I'm sure you've been asked it before. Why is Notre Dame continually getting, some people would say preferential treatment. That's not the right term, but just your view on Notre Dame and how they fit into everything without being still in a conference for football.
You know, Notre Dame is still Notre Dame. And but having said that, they really don't get preferential treatment in the BCS. There has to be some way to address independence based on their market value. And actually, it's more difficult for Notre Dame to get into the BCS than it is for Boise State. Notre Dame has to finish in the top eight, and Boise State, TCU, before they join the Big 12, the others, only have to finish in the top 12. And in the new agreement, everybody will be the same. If you're in the top four, you're in the semifinals. And period. End of discussion.
What about the conferences getting automatic bids or more bowls? What's next for the BCS?
Well, there won't be any more automatic bids. What's happened is every conference under the new arrangement is free to go make its own bowl arrangements, and so it's really the free market. It's America, and those conferences are going out and making their own arrangements, and they all will make arrangements by the end of the day. Obviously, we know the Big Ten and Pac-12 have renewed their arrangement at the Rose Bowl, and you know about the others. And I think it's really a good thing. That automatic qualification label was difficult for the schools that don't have it. They understand the marketplace. They understand that the Big Ten in the marketplace is strong, and sure, every bowl would like to have the Big Ten, but just the label of non-AQ was really unfortunate and inappropriate, and we've done away with that.
Well, outstanding info on college football. Obviously, Nebraska, no doubt it's their favorite sport, but we had some success at the Olympics. Folks may not know that you've served on the Olympic committee at 9 different games and got back from London, and that had to be, I mean, it was a very successful Olympics for the United States and for the Midwest conferences, whether you're talking Big Ten, Big 12, they had some great athletes go over.
You bet. We in the Midwest really were successful in London, and the games were great. The British people were great. I just had a blast.
Bill, how much would we have to expand the NCAA men's basketball tournament to get Nebraska in?
I used to talk to Joe Cipriano about that very question.
Well, we got to talk a little bit, Joe, because his boy Randy got inducted to the his College Hall of Fame here in Kearney last week, and so we got a chance to talk to him, and that was a pleasure as well, just as it was to speak with you, Bill, and I know you're a busy man, so let's get you back to taking care of college football. We sure appreciate you joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug, thanks again for having me on. It's been fun.
Have a great week.
Thanks.
Bill Hancock. Appreciate the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. That was great. That was good stuff. You know what, though? When you talk to, and I'll call Bill a bigwig. You know, you say how it is. He's the executive director of the BCS, but he's got the Midwest ties. He's got the Midwest ties, ladies and gentlemen, and that's the key. He's going to look out. I just think his outlook is going to be a little bit better than if you had, an L.A. boy, a New York City boy, Miami of Florida, you know. We got a Midwesterner taking care of it. And I know there are a lot of people out there that all BCS obviously isn't perfect, but I've had this argument with a variety of people sitting in the chair across from me. At the end of the day, it's still the best that we had, and now the playoffs coming on, and that's going to give us another chance. But there will be a lot of complaining when the playoff starts, whether it's four teams, eight teams. Somebody's going to be left out. Somebody's going to be injured. Somebody's going to make that run at the end of the season. Somebody's going to suffer their only loss in the last week of the year, and all of a sudden they slide to five. There's nothing going to be fair about it. But at least you're going to have to win a couple of games more to win a national championship. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bo Pelini's weekly press conference is coming up. And folks, you're out there, you're in the field, you're harvesting. Oh, there's so many people out there listening to our football on ESPN Radio over the weekend, or the Huskers on the Breeze, or whoever you're listening to, while you're out there in the combine, the trucks, and making this part of the country run well. And we know that there are bigger smiles on the folks that had their corn with T&L Pivot Irrigation Systems. Ever since the Dust Bowl days of the 30s, and we seem like we saw some of that this year, Nebraska farmers have been taking care of their land, and since 1968 have been improving their production through the use of pivot irrigation, and farmers who use hydrostatically powered T&L Pivot Irrigation Systems are continuing to improve their land use and water application efficiency. T&L's hydrostatic power delivers smooth, even water distribution by eliminating the uneven spoking pattern common to electrically powered pivot systems. You can find out more so that you're ready for 2013. Get that crop better, or if you've already got the T&L, you've had it, it's reliable, you'll have it for years. Visit your local T&L dealer or go online to T&L's website at TLIRR.com. TLIRR.com. T&L Irrigation Systems. Proven technology that works. Bo Pelini's press conference coming up.
Hi, it's the Herd. We're about to put another baseball season in the books, but there's still plenty of drama left, and you can be there to catch all the late season action live and in person. All you have to do is do what smart fans have been doing all summer. Head to StubHub. Choose your seat to get yourself to the ballpark. And if you sign up for StubHub Fan Rewards before buying, you could earn a little extra something with your purchase. So don't let your team head into the fall without you. Get to StubHub. Grab your seats and take yourself out to a ball game.
StubHub!
Scott needs some new tires, but doesn't know Walmart has the brands he's looking for great low prices. So I called him.
Hi, this is Scott.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Why is it important to have new tires for the winter?
Because if you don't, it's hard to get up the driveway.
What are the top brands in your mind?
I'm looking at Goodyear. I'm looking at Michelin. I'm looking at Bridgestone.
Did you know Walmart has those brands? They even have some Goodyear on rollback.
I need to hang up right now so I can go buy some tires.
That's great. Head to Walmart.com to find your local Walmart's tire and Lube Express. And with Walmart's tires on demand, you can get 10,000 other tires and wheels on the top brands within 48 hours. See for yourself.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see a few showers and thunder showers around the area early on today. Otherwise, look for some partial sunshine to develop as well, with a high at 72, north wind stay gusting at 15 to 25. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 63.
Doug Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Taylor Martinez currently at the podium in Lincoln. Bo Pelini will follow him here in just about 3 minutes. So keep it here. We'll take you live to Lincoln for Bo Pelini's weekly press conference. And folks, don't forget, as you're setting back to watch Monday Night Football, Major League Baseball as they head into the playoffs this weekend, or just your favorite college team, maybe you're just not even watching sports this week. You're just going to set back. You're watching your news shows on TV, a movie, kicking back, reading a book. Do it in style at Bruce Furniture. They're going to make sure you're comfortable in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. It's not about Bruce Furniture. It's about you, the customer. And since 1977, when they first opened their doors, their focus has been about you, the customer. And they don't use the word customer in general terms. They're talking about you specifically. Yeah, you, Janet, you, Bob, you, Larry. That's who they're talking about. Whatever you want in color, size, style, price. They're not your neighbor. They're not your sister. They're not your coworker. They're you. Just right for you is what we live by every day at Bruce Furniture, as they've continued to grow over the last 34 years. It allows them to compete with the big chains in quantity buying and freight charges, so you'll always get the low price. Bruce Furniture also maintains that small-town, family-owned business attitude of taking care of each customer individually. You'll be a visitor only for a few minutes at Bruce Furniture, because then they'll get to know you and hopefully be friends as they take care of you. You'll have friends in the furniture business who will work hard to make everything just right for you. It's all about Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. A lot of college football talk. We just had Bill Hancock, the executive director of the BCS, on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Bo Pelini is coming up in a moment. Great stuff. NFL football yesterday. Oh, if you had Atlanta in one of those eliminator pools, woo, you're lucky. Yeah, you're lucky. But hey, I like Atlanta. I like the Falcons. Hope they have a great year. Minnesota, Detroit. I don't know what to think. Minnesota playing well or Detroit? Unbelievable. They just got to be. They're booing up there already. They're lucky to even have one win, and they just aren't playing Detroit Lion football. I mean, what is Detroit Lion football? What we thought Detroit Lion football would be, I guess. I mean, this is a team that should be leading the division. And once again, Green Bay should have lost yesterday. My prediction, my bold prediction that the Packers may not make the playoffs, not Super Bowl, playoffs this year. They're still. Okay, so Aaron Rodgers threw all over the worst pass defense in the NFL yesterday in the first half. How about the second half? Still, no run game. Oh, my goodness, no run game. It's sad what's going on there. But in Kansas City's back to normal. Houston looks great. Obviously, somebody's going to knock them off that you would never think of in a little bit. And now Bo Pelini. Let's go to Lincoln, folks. Whoa, 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 whoa. Quick ending. Whoa, whoa. Bo's got a noon. He must have a noon appointment today. That's quick. Those guys weren't even into weird questions yet. I mean, they were earlier, but that's our weekly press conference with Bo Pelini here on the Doug and Daddy Show every Monday on ESPN Radio. But next Monday, there will not be a press conference because it's the bye week. So should we go to that? I think we should go to that one. Let's go to that one next week. No bye week press conference. Bo Pelini and more Husker football talk this Wednesday at Cunningham's, our Husker Lunch with Steve Sippel, recapping the Wisconsin game, previewing the Ohio State game. Well, maybe there'll be some big announcements like there were last Wednesday, but Husker Lunch brought to you by Home Federal Bank, Graham Tire, your store next door, Cunningham's Journal and ESPN Radio, Wednesday, 11 to 12, the Doug and Daddy Show, noon to 1, Husker Talk with Steve Sippel, and answering all your questions. You got a Husker question, Sip or Sean Callahan this week, Sip. They're going to answer it for you, bottom line. So hope to see you for lunch. Great lunch specials. They've got the wing special every Wednesday. And, of course, you can get the beer and burger for $6.49 or anything off the menu. Salads, pizzas, burgers, steak tips. Oh, the Journal Bites. I've been trying the Husker ribs the last couple of times. Those are awesome. Never really had anything that wasn't awesome, but Husker ribs, tried those out the last couple times. Great. At Cunningham's this Wednesday. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio and the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth after this.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
With high quality, with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our floor and guiding catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bella Wood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-265-4352 to get your free copy now. 800-265-4352. 800-265-4352.
We'll see a few showers and thunder showers around the area early on today. Otherwise, look for some partial sunshine to develop as well, with a high at 72, north wind stay gusting at 15 to 25. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 63.
Yeah, staying alive in your eliminator pool. I had Denver yesterday. I was a little worried. I wanted to take Houston. I still have them in there. And Houston's got, what, Baltimore, Green Bay, and New England, plus a bye week in the next month. They may be tough to take here. There's so many things, Colin Cowherd and his eliminator pool. But whatever you're doing out there, hope it was a good weekend. And if you're into the fantasy football, don't forget Luke Hoover's with us every Thursday to answer your fantasy football questions. As more players get dinged up and more new players emerge out of nowhere, we'll answer them every Thursday here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, where they've finally had a chance to just breathe after another great dual dealership sale that just wrapped up on Sunday. And they had a great, great turnout and took care of so many more customers. Maybe you didn't make it in, or maybe you just didn't need a new vehicle or a pre-owned vehicle. Maybe you just need to get yours serviced. Oil change in and out in less than 30 minutes. Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac can get it done for you. The Mopar Express Lane is Kearney's best speedy lube express with oil changes in 30 minutes or less, and you don't even need an appointment. Whenever you have time, they have time for you. They can take you where you need to be. Maybe you just need to drop your vehicle off. They'll shuttle you to back to work and come get you again so you can get your vehicle, or you can just hang out in their lounge with the complete large screen TV, espresso machine. They've got things for the kids to do. It is family friendly, but more importantly, the car, the truck, the SUV, the minivan, it's going to be ready to go. It's all there for you at Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Kind of recap it a little bit here. Eric Olson, AP. Bo just didn't want to say anything about going back to Ohio State. Doesn't want to stir anything up, and now it's probably going to stir something up because he didn't say how great it's going to be back going back to Ohio State. That's good stuff. Can't wait to see how it plays out here. I'm going to tell you right now, it's Monday. We don't have to make a prediction till Friday. Braxton Miller is awesome, but how much more do they have? All weekend, all season, I have felt that this would not be. I mean, how many times do you actually predict Nebraska to lose a college football game? Watch how many close predictions there are this week. Anybody that picks Nebraska will pick them by 3 or 4 points. Anytime you pick Nebraska by 3 or 4, you know that you don't think they're going to win, but you got to pick them anyway. We'll see how many predictions there are. By the way, Sip just about nailed it on the head. 31-28 was his prediction against Wisconsin. 30-27, he'll be at our Husker lunch. But more on the press conference from Bo today. Kind of talking about Ohio State's offense. Is it a lot like Florida and where Urban Meyer took them? Obviously, as Coach said, you can't compare Braxton Miller to Tim Tebow. They're two different body styles, but the concept is the same, and that's no surprise there. Wouldn't say who was going to imitate Braxton Miller in practice, probably because it would be embarrassing. It probably isn't a quarterback or a running back. It's probably going to be some D-back that's going to be in there taking care of business. Wisconsin is in the rearview mirror now. He expects to see teams run some motion like they did. No surprise there. See if it works against him. There was a little quip about the game film, in case you didn't get that. Michigan State has filed a protest with the Big Ten because Ohio State, you exchange film, and even the high school coaches now, you can get it on the internet anymore. You just put them up. But Ohio State edited their game film, specifically taking out all the motion they did pre-snap. They were showing the film just where they snapped the ball. If there was motion or shifting or personnel changes, they weren't showing that. You know, come on, Ohio State. Why? We didn't know. Come on. Really? Really? So Bo said, yes, we've got it, and it appears to all be there. So there you go. What kind of mistakes? He talked about that. And, you know, was asked about Ohio State playing well, even though they're ineligible. What do you expect? They're going to go 0-11? Penn State's playing tough. Ohio State's playing tough. These coaches come in, you still got to win football games, or they're going to find somebody else that will. You got to improve, or they're going to find somebody else that's going to take that job. You got Urban Meyer in there. It's too proud. It's too big of a program, even though in Ohio State's ineligible. You still got all kinds of talent. It's not this year's class. It's the class a year. You know, in 3 years, the class that they had to bring in the last 2 years, and that has happened. You've seen that at Nebraska, where that gap is in recruiting. When you have transition, when it's tough to bring people in, you'll see that maybe you have a weak junior class, sophomore class. It's not that first year when you take over, unless you've really been in the doldrums for a long, long time. So that was the breakdown of Bo's press conference, which you always hear here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Same play-by-play team for ABC. Brad Nessler, Todd Blackledge, and Holly Rowe will be in Columbus for the Ohio State-Nebraska game. The big game of the week, South Carolina and Georgia, is where College Game Day is 5 and 6. Haven't had much time to talk about this on the program today. And by the way, tomorrow, Daryl Morris, Tony Harper, and we're going to be talking about a special program. If you've got the Big Ten Network, it's called The Journey. We're going to talk with Bill Friedman. He is the man that put it all together, and we'll have him on the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow as well. It debuts on Wednesday night. But I'm a golf fan. Like playing it, get frustrated with myself like I'm sure a lot of golfers do. But I thought yesterday, as I was coming back from Lincoln, when I left, I thought, you know what, we're in good shape, so I'm going to head home. And by the time I got back, even speeding, except where there was construction between the Aurora-Gilner interchanges there. And I don't mean speeding, I just mean speeding down the interstate, for those of you that are listening. What happened at the Ryder Cup? What happened? I mean, folks, this was actually a bigger upset than what the United States did in 99 because it was on foreign soil for the Europeans. And go back even farther. Not just yesterday in the singles. Go back to the final two matches Friday afternoon. The United States was up 10-4. And Tiger Woods and Steve Stricker lost, but right before that, they lost the third afternoon match. Which, right there, you swing it, it's over. Even as bad as it fared yesterday, I'm not going to say bad playing. I'm not going to say as bad as they played because Phil Mickelson played great and somehow got beat. I just love to see the enthusiasm out there. But they took down Phil and they took down Keegan, who were red hot out there. Duffner is the man. Zach Johnson is the man. There are still, it's just fun to watch. It's just fun to watch, and it made for compelling theater. The problem was, I don't know how many people were tuned into it until it was really too late. By the time you realize that, oh my God, it's 11-10. It's 11-11, and the United States is behind. Heck, you've only got 4 or 5 holes left. So hope you got to see it, and it's going to be on the Golf Channel and a whole lot more. And Davis Love, the captain. When you just went into this, you had to think that, you know, Jose Maria Olazabal, the karma was more with him. The momentum was more with him than Davis Love, who's just a straight-laced good guy. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with Davis Love at all. But the whole Seve Ballesteros thing and driving it home, it just seemed like they had that intangible in their corner. And Jim Furyk, still as good a guy as he is and seems to be a great golfer, he let it get away at the U.S. Open, and he let it get away yesterday, which is too unfortunate because, again, a great guy, and he kind of got called on the carpet in the post-match press conference, which obviously isn't going to make him feel all that well. But I give them credit, and It looks rough for Davis Love when a couple of his captain's picks don't come through, Furyk and Stricker, and they didn't. And those were the, you know, you could have had what Hunter Mahan made a difference. You would have definitely had a younger golfer who down the road you could use his experience. But I got to think that's probably the last time you'll see Jim Furyk play in the Ryder Cup for a variety of reasons. But I think when you get Furyk as the captain of this team, it'd be pretty cool. Because a lot of people like him, including Tiger. So, United States, 1999, Europe yesterday, the largest comeback ever on Sunday to win the Ryder Cup. So that's the world of sports there for you. Tomorrow, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We'll be talking with Damon Day as our co-host. As we said, we'll talk about the journey with the executive director of Bill Friedman on tomorrow's show. Also, Daryl Morris, Tony Harper, Hastings College. Over 1,000 yards of offense in that ball game, 40-30 over Dakota Wesleyan. John Dostal, he wasn't even the starting quarterback named until the week before their opener And he's getting better and better and better. 314 yards, four touchdowns. Nick Blunt, four catches, 108 yards. You have to expect that you'll see them up for the conference awards. Also, UNK, you don't have your top three quarterbacks. You don't have your leading rusher. You don't have your leading receiver. You don't have your leading return man. And you got a freshman kicker. And then all of a sudden, Lindenwood quarterback Ben Gomez throws all over the defense for 480 and six touchdowns, and it's no surprise that he's been named the MIAA Offensive Player of the Week. UNK has to get ready for Truman State, but it looks like Tommy Flanagan and O'Neal Chambers are probably done. Matt Berry got knocked out in the second quarter, so Sean Flanagan, the first true freshman to play at quarterback for the Lopers since the 1960s, had to finish that whole thing up for UNK. Hastings College volleyball winner, UNK volleyball, great job against two amazing teams. Just about got upset against Emporia State and looked even better against Washburn. The Huskers, slow start yesterday against Michigan, but they do pick up the win. And a lot of kudos coming the way of Haley Tramer lately. A coach talked about her last week, and she stepped up again yesterday for the Big Red. Congratulations to Adam Mazur. He is the new sports information director at Hastings College. We'll be working with him. Tri-City Storm. 0-2. And I know this is a totally whole new organization group. 0-2. Let's see if we can get that first win of the home opener on Friday. Everybody's going to be cheering for you because it's just a bunch of great guys with the Storm, and you feel bad for them. We'll see what happens. And district golf begins today. Good Lord. Meadowlark Hills is Kearney hosting that at A1. Grand Island's at the A2 at the Elks Country Club in Columbus. Beatrice is hosting the B3. Adams Central, Aurora, Grand Island Northwest there. The B4 is at Holdridge. Lexington is there with the Dusters. The C4 is at Wild Horse in Gothenburg. Why? I mean, I don't care. You're Class C. Why would they play at Gothenburg? That's a beautiful course and tough. It's tough. Feel for those girls. Anybody that can put together a score on that, Kearney Catholic, Minden, Ravenna, Centura, Gibbon, Loup City, they're among the teams that are there. Congratulations to Kearney High's boys tennis team and softball team, the GNAC Conference champions over the weekend. And finally, high school football rankings are out. The Omaha World Herald, and I've got a hold of Stu Pospisil, and he's supposed to be getting back to me on this because he doesn't know off the top of his head. When's the last time Hastings St. Cecilia wasn't ranked? I mean, goodness. Omaha World Herald knocks them out. Lincoln Journal Star keeps them in at 9. They've been bitten by two kickoff returns this year against Blue Hill and Sutton. Don't turn your back on St. Cecilia. I'm telling you, don't do it. Millard North is number one in A. Kearney is fourth in B. Beatrice is number one. Aurora fourth. McCook sixth. Norfolk Catholic number one in C1. Adams Central is second. Kearney Catholic seventh. Grand Island Central Catholic eighth. Cozad ninth. Kearney Catholic at Cozad Friday night. We've got that for you. In C2, Aquinas is number one. And Sutton is fifth. Blue Hill seventh. Donovan Trumbull tenth, according to the Omaha World Herald. In D1, Howells Dodge is number one. Arapahoe comes in at 10. In D2, they have Fall City Sacred Heart number one. Giltner third, Shelton fourth, Kennesaw sixth, Bertrand eighth. And congratulations, Silver Lake. They have them number one in six, man. I don't care what you're playing. You're number one. Silver Lake has been struggling. We talked about it earlier in the season. Great job by the Mustangs as they are number one in the Omaha World Herald six-man rankings. Folks, don't forget to vote on our poll question. Geno Smith, is West Virginia Baylor, is that good football? No. Which stat from that game, though, is most stunning? Geno Smith's touchdowns. He had more touchdowns than incompletions. The teams combining for over 1,500 yards. Three different players with 200-plus receiving yards. Or one interception and 24 incompletions on the 98 total pass attempts. Which is more stunning to you? Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. We want to thank Bill Hancock, the executive director of the BCS, for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. And we heard Bo Pelini's press conference. If you missed either one, you can always catch them on our podcast, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, where we always have our Husker Lunch on Wednesdays. Just go to our website at ESPN Superstation tomorrow. ESPNSuperstation.com. Tomorrow, we'll talk with the producer of The Journey on the Big Ten Network, plus coaches Daryl Morris and Tony Harper of UNK and Hastings College football. Enjoy your Monday and Monday Night Football tonight. Can't forget it. Here on ESPN, go Cowboys, taking on the Bears. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal.
Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.